Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. That's where my studio is, right here in the back of Sharp Facets Gallery. And today I have Rosemary Bell. She is now the Executive Director of the United Ministry with us here today. How you doing, Rosemary?
I'm doing great, Ann.
Very good. And this is going to be a fun one, I can tell you that. And then I've got the... Donna Trapp, the Coordinator, Mental, Dental, and Pharmacy. How are you doing, Donna?
I'm great, Anne. How about you?
Very good. You know, one of the things that you always do every year, Donna, is you do your volunteer thank you.
Yes.
And this was a big one you had this last year.
We did have a big one, but we also roasted Dan a little bit when he left. Mm-hmm. So that was...
I thought it might have been part of it, too. Yes. I guess that would have been a sweet thing, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was. We got to do a lot of things that he wasn't expecting, so.
Well, that's great. I know one of the things that you pride yourself in, Donna, is making the exceptional volunteer experience when it comes to the banquet every year. You always try to come up with something totally unique and totally different for them.
That was so this year, and the theme was the heart of the matter, which it was a little bit more inspirational this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think each one of them took away something very special because they gave me something special along with the ministry, their time.
Sure. And where would this organization be without its volunteers, Donna?
We wouldn't be anywhere because they banked almost 7,000 hours last year.
Well, let's see. There's 365 days in a year. Let's see. There's 24 hours in a day. Mm. You're not open every day. So, you know, that pretty much covers it, doesn't it?
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time. So.
And some of your volunteers had over 300 hours, didn't they?
Yes. We had three of them that had 300 hours. Perry Huff, Wilma McCall, who is our nurse at the clinic. And Perry does both. He does actually the crisis ministry and the free medical clinic.
So this is pretty awesome. I just wanted to mention that because I think you do a great job putting on unique and different experiences for your volunteers.
Well, we appreciate Sharp Facets too because they gave a great door prize. So.
All right, I wasn't expecting that plug, but we'll take it.
I knew you would.
Absolutely, that's great. But Rosemary, you have been there all of 3 months.
That's right.
I mean, before you worked there, I think probably everybody who has passed through the doors of Wellness Works over there would have known you, Rosemary
yes.
Bell. You spent 29 and a half years, 30 years?
Yes, 30 years at Self Regional, yes.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's been 30 years, but it's been a long career, yeah.
Well, I have to say this. It doesn't look like it's been 30 years.
I was going to say that, yeah, but, you know. Then it would have looked like I'd have been trying to, you know, plug my boss or something, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I said it for you. Thanks
Thank you.
For sending me that memo. There you go. All right, but Rosemary, you have been doing this for the last 3 months. How has this change in experience and everything been?
It has been awesome. It has really changed me as a human being,
mm-hmm.
just knowing that God was in control of where I was going the whole time, my whole career. He's been in control. And
Gracie is helping you with this discussion today, isn't she?
Gracie's
yes.
Gracie's so sweet. What's going on, girl?
She wanted you to have her ball. Yes, okay. There you go, Grace. Please, go sit down. This is a live show, folks. Nothing pre-recorded about this.
So anyway, it's really been, as I was saying earlier, a humbling experience for me because it's just, you know, seeing people that are less fortunate than we are
sure.
coming through the doors every single day. It's just, you know, you think, oh, my goodness, I had a pipe burst in my house the first day on my job. I mean, the first day, my whole first floor was absolutely destroyed at my house. And my husband said, last year, we would have already committed you to Bull Street and you'd have been on some medication, banging your head against the wall.
Right.
What's going on with you? It's like you just don't, it's not that you don't care, but you're so at ease. And I said, you know what? I'm not worrying about my hardwoods because when I go to work every day, I see people that don't even have a place to live. Sure. And it, like I said, it's just been a really humbling experience for me.
And it is. And, you know, I think the thing that, you know, if somebody doesn't know what United Ministry is about, Donna, you want to tell us what is the whole concept behind United Ministries?
Giving to the unfortunate people. And they're all in Greenwood County. We serve Greenwood County only.
And who's behind it?
The churches.
The churches. You have how many? Nine or?
No, we actually
50.
Have...
50.
We have
at least 45 to 50 supporting the ministry now. Started out with 17.
Wow.
And now we've got about 50.
Mm-hmm. And how many people, Rosemary, a year do you all serve?
The crisis ministry, I think last year was like 1,500. We had 1,500 contacts. And the medical clinic was over 3,000 last year. So we touch a lot of people's lives in Greenwood.
Sure. And this is the thing that, you know, when people think about where do you go and what do, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many organizations out there and all serve their purpose. But one of the things that I think is so unique about United Ministry is you don't take any federal assistance, do you?
Nope.
We do not have any federal funding. Mm-mm. In fact, we actually just turned down a proposal from DHHS from the state of South Carolina. They wanted to give funding to the free medical clinics, but...
Well, why didn't you take it then? Jeez, you had money offered. You're always looking for money.
But you know what?
Explain this, please, Donna.
Yes, ma'am. We are a ministry. And you know that anytime you take any federal funding or government funding, you're going to have to go by government guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we can pray. We have many doctors and volunteers that will pray with their patients, with their clients. We have
that might be
Bibles.
A problem if you took that federal funding, because they seem to be real strict about what you can and cannot do.
That's exactly right.
That's why we can't accept
so we decided that, you know, we will get our money and funding elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And God has always provided.
Yep.
So that's a pretty amazing part, though, to have money offered and to turn it down.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
but it's got to come from somewhere else. It can't come from the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't blame you. You know, that's part of our problem, isn't it, that our federal government is too involved in too many things.
Right.
And that's what we keep dealing with. So
right.
To be able to do that. Now, one of the questions, though, I would have for y'all is with the new Affordable Care Act, Rosemary, have there been any, has anything shifted in what you're seeing since everybody is supposed to have health care and everything now?
That's a question that, in fact, today somebody asked me. They said, well, you know, your free medical clinic, wow, you guys will probably won't even be needed because everybody's supposed to have insurance. And I said, well, in a perfect world, everybody will have insurance. But there are those people that work, have jobs, but they're still not going to be able to afford their insurance. And those are the people that we're going to specifically be seeing in the free medical clinic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will get insurance, but there will always be those that can't.
You know, one of the things that I heard is that you can actually not make enough to be able to be covered by the Affordable Care Act.
Exactly right.
And if that is the case, then you will probably never go out of business, even though that would probably be one of your fondest wishes would be to be able to go out of business.
Yes.
Right.
It would be, because then we know everybody had insurance.
And everybody's been taken care of.
Right.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But just for a lot of people, even those that get health care, a big problem is they got to meet that deductible first.
Right.
You know, it used to be through health care. You had so much that you paid on your deductible and it added up, but you didn't pay that $1,500 or $2,000 up front.
No.
And now you have to pay that first. Before you get the health care.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that.
We're seeing a lot of
some of our clients.
Right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They thought they were covered, I'll bet. They may have even gotten health care and then couldn't afford the health care that they had.
Well, I can tell you a little story because I happen to be one of those patients that I thought I had good insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it over the internet.
Through the Affordable Care Act? Or
no, it was just private insurance.
Okay.
But they actually sold me a secondary policy.
Okay.
I didn't know that until after I had my total knee replacement last year.
Okay.
And I owe the hospital $60,000. That's my portion.
Oh, my God, Donna. Mm. You know, these are the type of stories.
These are the stories mm-hmm. that are out there. And you people know, don't realize it.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we're going to have a gentleman on tomorrow afternoon. He's head of an independent agency for insurance, and he's going to be explaining about some of these type of things that people have no idea what's in that 2,300 pages of the Affordable Health Care. Yeah.
Even the Congress and Senate don't know what's in it.
Right. That's true. Right. Yeah, that's true. So this is why an organization like United Ministries is so, so powerful and so, so helpful. And so many people for so many years have depended on the fact that in a pinch, in a bind, they could go there and mm-hmm. get the help. And there's so much more, though, than just the healthcare aspect of it. Now, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. So don't you go away.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, we're having a robust discussion over here, I guess I should say. Rosemary Bell here, she's the new executive director of the United Ministry, and of course Donna Trapp is here. What are we going to be talking about? Well, we want to talk about with Rosemary some of the things. Now, you've been there 3 months, I'm sure that you have looked at this situation and you must be saying to yourself, you either have to say one of two things, I would say, Rosemary. My God, it's perfect, and I've just fell into a fabulous job. Or it's good, but I can see other things to do. Or it's a mess, and I can't believe number three would be the answer. But what do you think, Rosemary?
It's probably a good combination of number one and number two.
Yeah.
I love it. I fell into a great, great position, great job. But I do see some things that can be tweaked. And Dan Flint, the previous executive director, he did an awesome job with setting up guidelines and criteria for the ministry. And it's worked beautifully. I told him the second day on the job, I said, this is a well-oiled machine here. It's this job's going to be easy for me.
Sure.
Because it's set up with these beautiful criteria. But that being said, that 3 months has made me go, you know what, we might save a little money doing this mm-hmm. way or that way, or, you know, can we do this a little differently? So, you know, every new pair of eyes that comes into a job is going to bring new ideas
sure.
too. So, but my promise was I wasn't making any major changes for at least a year. I wasn't going to be doing anything to upset the fruit cart. I just want to meet the volunteers and develop relationships with them and then the staff people, of course. So that's kind of my goal right now.
Well, what are the different aspects of the United Ministry? You know, we always talk about the healthcare part, and we all know that if you need glasses or if you need something dental
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
you need medications and there's nobody else to go to, that the United Ministry would be mm-hmm. a good turn. But
yep.
what else goes on
right.
over there?
Well, that's pretty much the free clinic and dental care ministry side of it.
Okay.
And then there's the crisis ministry side that actually is where Greenwood United Ministry started. Had 11 member churches in the beginning in 1995 form this organization, because when people are in need, they go from church to church to church. And then the churches didn't know which church they came from or what the story was. So the money started.
Becomes hard to
track
it.
Yes.
It. Yeah.
Yes. And you know, the discernment with the pastors as well, who, you know, is this person telling the right story, the true story? So the money was put into the organization, and the crisis side, actually, we help out with evictions. When someone is being evicted from their home or apartment, we can help out with that.
By how?
Well, they bring in an eviction notice, and we got to get the story. We got to
right.
find out. There's a lot of paperwork that goes with before the interview ever starts.
You know, you do a lot of investigation.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people need to understand that when they give money to this organization, to United Ministry, you don't have to worry that it's just being doled out.
Right.
No.
We're very careful with how we spend that money, because it's not ours. It's the churches, it's business, it's the communities. So we want to be good stewards of those funds. And so we have a pretty strict interviewing process.
And you verify.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
absolutely.
You go. There's
the that's the word. Yeah. That's the verification.
And a lot of people are under the misconception when they come, well, I know y'all are going to be able to help me because you help when people are being evicted. We do, but we have to do an interview, and there has to be photo ID, Social Security card, proof of income in the home, whether it's disability, Social Security, whatever's coming in for all the people in the home, food stamps, if mm-hmm. there's any of that, DSS letter has to come in, and we have all those pieces of paper for the intake worker to look at to put the whole story together and then find out exactly how much assistance we can give, if we can give the assistance at that time. So rent, utilities, food, we have a food pantry, and you know, food's always on my heart. When I got there and saw the food, I said, hey, you know what? People donate that every day, and of course the clients are interviewed, but it's give the food out. Give the food out. Nobody, you don't want people being hungry, you know,
sure.
in the community. So
well, you can't work and you can't make good decisions
right,
when you're
right.
hungry.
That's
that
right.
is for sure.
And when you have hungry children, you know.
That's
so and we also make referrals to budget counseling, credit counseling, pastoral counseling, emotional counseling, and we refer to other agencies like Goodwill, Salvation Army, Gleams, United Way. So we have a great referral system, but the most beautiful thing I think about the ministry is there is a database there, and every single client that comes in on the crisis side, mm-hmm. They are entered into a database if we interview them, and then the notes are made as to how they were assisted
sure.
and when they can be assisted again. So if a pastor, if someone happens to show up on the doorstep of a church, the pastor can call and say, I have so-and-so has come down here for assistance, and I just want to check out and see, have you assisted them before? And we can pull it up in the database and whether or not they've been there. So that's a beautiful tool.
Oh, that has to be a huge database, too.
Yes, it
right,
is.
And we cross-reference it with the medical mm-hmm. clinic as well. Mm-hmm. So
you are definitely seeing a lot of people. You're definitely helping a lot of people. And I know, was it CPW that just
yes.
donated?
Care Dollars.
Care Dollars to help with electric bills.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a phenomenal.
That was huge.
That's yes.
always one of the big things in the fall and winter is the CPW Care Dollars.
Sure.
It's a great program.
And we get rid of all of them.
Yeah, we do.
Get rid of
pretty quickly.
You spend all the money?
Pretty,
is that what you're telling
pretty
me?
Pretty quickly. They come in the door and go back out.
Right.
You know, that is one of the amazing things is how fast money goes through a nonprofit organization
mm-hmm.
that's out there helping.
Right.
You know, whether it's y'all's organization, whether it's the soup kitchen, the food bank,
mm-hmm.
Meg's house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think of all the organizations
mm-hmm.
that are out there to help.
Yeah.
It really is phenomenal. And mm-hmm. how hard people work for these organizations, sometimes with very little money to work with,
mm-hmm.
and still they keep the doors open.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You were going to say something, Donna?
Well, actually, last year we served 2,025 patients alone at the clinic.
Wow. Now, one of my questions was, because I saw that and then I saw the amount of dollars that you all handle for medications, 2025, is that different from how many people actually get medications?
Yes.
Because, I mean, that was a $500,000 worth of medications
right.
or some such thing.
Well, that was for 7,382 prescriptions.
Yeah.
That's, so, mm-hmm. that's phenomenal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have to come back and talk about some of this. One of my questions is going to be, how much help do you give somebody that has a medical need, like prescriptions? But we are up against a break, and we are going to have to hear from South Carolina Radio News. So when we come back, we're also going to be talking about the Medicine Chase, big fundraiser, and a fun one, too. That's coming up the end of April. I think it's the 26th. So why don't you keep it right here, WCRS, 1450 AM. And if you've got a question for either Rosemary or Donna, or if you want to ask me a question today, that would be okay, too. This is WCRS. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you. We are here with Rosemary Bell. She is the new executive director over there at United Ministries. And then we have Donna Trapp.
And I've only been there 10 years this month.
Yes, yeah, right. 10th anniversary.
Well, congratulations, 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will you get anything for a 10th anniversary?
Ask Rosemary.
She may.
Okay. All right, you can tell me later. Okay. All right. Okay, well, we are
can
here.
Can I pick something out?
Pick something out right while you're here at Sharp Passage Gallery would be lovely, Don. Yeah, there you go, Rosemary. But we are talking about what is going on at United Ministries, and I'm telling you what, you know, you just think about it. Where would the community be if there wasn't a United Ministries?
They'd all be in the emergency room.
On the healthcare side.
Mm-hmm. And but would they be getting the type of healthcare that they can get through United Ministries?
Well, they'd get urgent care.
Okay.
But as far as follow-up care, that would be a big strain on their budget.
And dental care? No.
They don't get any dental care.
Okay.
So,
I mean, you know, you just sometimes you need
to. And they don't get free prescriptions.
See, sometimes I think we actually need to think about, well, it's great that this is here, but what would happen if
you
that,
have it.
Yes,
right.
You know, and I think Greenwood is a very forward-thinking community, I think, and I actually think it's partially because of the mills being here and the way things were set up in our community, things were taken care of. So it follows along that we have that same spirit today.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
I agree with that.
But as far as this the free prescriptions, now one of my questions before we went to the break was going to be, you know, if I have diabetes and I need this insulin, how can United Ministries help?
Well, we will get them into the patient assistance program for one if they have current documentation.
Okay.
Which means, you know, we have to make sure that they qualify for clinic procedures, which is valid Social Security cards, just like the crisis ministry. We do an in-depth interview. Household income. It's all based on income.
Okay.
So, and they cannot have any medical insurance.
So how, but I guess my question is, how do you give them insulin one time, prescription, or how does this work for people in need?
They have to keep coming to the clinic.
Okay.
They must bring their, we will give them a diabetic meter, their test strips, their insulin, their needles, their alcohol pads, whatever they need. We do diabetic counseling. We have we partner with Presbyterian College School of Pharmacy.
Now that's been a real blessing for you.
Yes, it has.
Because they've only been going how many years now?
This is their first year. I mean, this will be their first graduating class.
Sure.
So, in fact, I just got my invitation.
Okay. But that has made such a difference. So when a person gets into this program, now I expect that you, if you see a change, for example, let's say somebody gets a job and is able to work and everything, do things change?
Well, it doesn't matter whether they're working as long as they qualify through the federal poverty guidelines.
Okay.
They can work. We encourage them to work.
Okay.
But a lot of times they still can't afford Obamacare.
Sure. And they can't afford even the basics of medication that they
would
have to pay for.
Correct.
And there's a lot of other. We use diabetes as one, but I guess there's a lot of other medications that you help with too, Donna.
Antidepressants. Excuse me.
Sign me up.
Okay. Which one you want?
No, I mean, but, you know, antidepressants.
Blood pressure.
Chronic diseases, you know, and strokes.
Rosemary, I bet, you know, having spent 30 years at Wellness Works, I bet you have some ideas futuristically about how to get people on the right track, because I know that there are so many things that people can do for blood pressure,
right.
cholesterol, diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And the things that we have to look at, I guess some of the barriers to us really pushing prevention are, you know, how much money people make. If they don't make money, then how do they eat the right foods? How can you eat healthy and it not cost a fortune? Which we know you can. You can eat, eat very healthy without it costing a fortune. One of the things that I would like to see, and I think that's something we're working toward, we're looking at the diabetes, the clients coming in with diabetes and already doing diabetic counseling with them. So, you know, if they're keeping up with their blood sugar logs, then, you know, that's really great. That's mm-hmm. really great. But we're encouraging them every day to walk. I mean, you don't have to join a gym. You can just get out and walk in your neighborhood, walk around the block, doing something to get moving. That's the whole thing, is to get moving. And then trying to watch, making sure you get whole wheat in your diet and those kind of things, you know.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm all about that prevention piece. Mm-hmm.
I bet you are. You know, I think United Ministries needs a community garden.
That would be awesome.
Now there's an idea.
That is an idea.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I do too.
And, you know, that way people could be out working in the garden, and that would qualify for getting some exercise. Plus, they would be growing their own food or learning how to grow some food.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
A lot of times it's just teaching people.
Mm-hmm.
Like our pharmacist, he actually will... Tommy Johnson is one of the teachers from Presbyterian. He comes down and he does our diabetic clinic. He will actually take them into our food pantry and show them the different foods that they need to be eating, teach them how to read labels, these type of things.
That's
really precious time.
Mm-hmm. That is precious time. And, you know, one of the things is, I think there's a whole generation. I think, you know, our moms and dads, you know, we actually, I think, ate better than fast food and eating out and being quick.
Right.
I think a lot of us have actually forgotten how to do some of these things, and a refresher course is very helpful.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, at our growing up, I didn't have to worry about portion control. Mom fixed everybody's plate. And then you were threatened if you didn't clean your plate, you know.
Well, they were starving over there in China.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And I always say, send them my food, Mom. I don't want it.
Let them have it. Yeah, I'd always get my mom when I'd say, go ahead, package it up, Mom. Yeah, there you go. How's it going to get there?
Right.
And the older you get, the more you look back on that. And you say, boy, that was dumb, wasn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, the funny thing, the thing I find it's really crazy is the fact that the way we are with technology, everything supposedly is faster.
Mm-hmm.
We should have more time to cook, to do the things, you know.
Right,
but we don't. We have less time now than we ever had before.
Right, because we're learning how to do these computer
things. Yes, exactly. And we sit. What do? We sit. Our kids, they sit all day, and they come, you know, sit in classrooms, and they come home, and, you know, we used to get out on the bikes and run all over the neighborhood. The kids now, they're doing the virtual Call of Duty, where they can be fighting with their friends all over Greenwood, you know, in these games. And it's just amazing me. It's been amazing to me.
It is amazing. In fact, one of the things that a few years ago, there was a study about baseball, okay, and how many kids were playing baseball. And the numbers were way, way, way up. And everybody was going, but we're not seeing out there at the Civic Center and everything.
Right.
You know why? Because they were playing baseball on the computer games. Yeah. So,
they had to go out and run? Really?
Yeah. Exactly. So, Donna, the Medicine Chase is coming up. That's one of your big fundraisers.
Oh, that's my passion.
The yes.
Medicine Chase, it's going to be great. It's on April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Saturday. Starts at 9 o'clock.
Now, it started out as a walk with the docs or run with
the
docs.
Absolutely, but, you know, we upgraded it several years ago to a 5K.
5K.
Yep, and we do a one-mile walk as well. So if you can't run, walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what is how much does it cost? It's going to be April 26, I think. Is that right?
That's correct. $25.
Okay.
That gets you your T-shirt, your goodie bag, which we have lots and lots of goodie things.
Yes, we
do. My whole office is stacked with boxes from here to yonder.
Yonder, okay.
Senator Floyd Nicholson will be out there. He'll be helping Rosemary cut the ribbon.
Okay.
We do have.
Is he riding his bike, or is he?
We might
he
get
may.
Him to ride.
You just
he's never a good know. Bike rider.
Yes,
yeah,
he
yeah,
is.
That's right. Yes,
well, maybe
is.
I'll get Clyde's mini bike out there. Clyde has a little mini bike like this.
Okay.
That he rides.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, there you go.
And we'll have the cornhole boards out there. Anybody wants to come out and play cornhole, or while we're waiting.
Now this year, excuse me, we've added the Health Express Self-Regionals
big bus
mobile
mm-hmm.
unit. Yes, and they're going to be there from 8:30 until 11, doing some screenings for us and doing mm-hmm. some education. So we're excited to add that this year to the event.
Really is amazing, that healthcare bus.
Mm, it
yes.
is.
You know,
it's a beautiful piece.
Yes.
What they are able to do
mm-hmm.
with that, and so many opportunities to get some free screenings
right.
to help. And then, you know, you can refer them to other places mm-hmm. where they continue getting health care.
Right.
Or if they don't have any other options, they can come right here
That's
to
right.
United
right.
Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nurse practitioner that is there 3 days a week. So the clinic is actually open 4 days a week now.
And what are those 4 days?
Monday mm-hmm. mornings from 9 to 12.
Okay.
Tuesday afternoons from 1 to 4.
Okay.
Wednesday mornings from 9 to 12, and Thursday evening starting at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it actually, didn't it start in the evenings originally?
Mm-hmm. It did.
When
I first started 10 years ago, it was on Thursday evenings only. So
my goodness.
We've come a long way since then.
You have. So the Medicine Chase helps finance a lot of dollars now. How does this rank in comparison to how money comes in as far as doing the Medicine Chase?
It's only a small portion.
Okay.
Our big sponsor is Self-Regional. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's an advantage to them, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
The fact that they don't have people coming in the emergency room that
right.
they wouldn't be able to help to the level that
mm-hmm.
y'all can help
mm-hmm.
them there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we do have a good referral system with several of the specialists in the community, the orthopedics, you know, if they need to go to an eye specialist or, you know, ear, nose, and throat, those type of things, we can refer them there.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Plus the dental. We ought to talk
a
little bit about
we
the
need
dental.
To talk about dental.
Dental is big.
They only do extractions, but I have to tell you, some of our dentists have really stepped up to the plate. We had a woman that actually had a heart problem. She needed to have heart valve replacement. But she also needed to have her teeth done before she had the heart valve replacement.
I think a lot of people don't realize the dental can be causing
yes,
a lot
that's
of
exactly
health.
Right.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to get someone to do this, well, we did. I just have a special dental coordinator that she just really gets on the phone and starts calling and
begging.
Usually gets, yep, she gets things done. And we made it happen, and that patient came back in after mm-hmm. she had her heart surgery, and she made a donation to the clinic.
Yeah, she did.
So, you know, and just their praises when they say thank you for helping me with my health, or, you know, giving me food, whatever they needed.
Sure.
That thank you is the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And, of course, you know, like you said, then she gave a donation.
Right.
And, you know, I've heard stories from Dan about, and maybe from you too, about some of the dental care where the dentist, they took vegetables or they took food to the,
Absolutely.
To them, you know, so that they could pay back something because it was important for them to pay something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Their pride is on the line. So, you know, yeah. they're very humbled, but that the dentist will, you know, take the time to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a young girl or so young person that needs an extraction, the dentist will look at it and they'll say, I don't want to take that out. You know, let's do so and so. That's on their own time. They
sure. Well, you know, and dental care is is very underrated for a lot of people.
Right.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. crucial.
Mm-hmm.
It's crucial. So.
It is great that you have that there. Now, Rosemary, so you are looking at what's going to happen here. You were talking about you have a Facebook page now.
Yes. Greater Greenwood United Ministry does have a Facebook page. I started it, I guess it was last month, and it was an attempt to try to get more marketing out with the Medicine Chase. And I think I have 150 followers now. So, you know, like us if you haven't liked us on Facebook.
Yes. Please like
Please
us.
Please like us on Facebook.
Don't dislike us.
You can tell all of your family and friends about what we're doing down at Greater Greenwood United Ministry. I want to put some of the statistics Donna shared and some of the crisis statistics out there over the next month or so, just to let people in the community know what you might know generally what we do, but mm-hmm. what do we really do? You know, what impact are we having? That's mm-hmm. important, I think. And to have those testimonies out there. I want to start sharing. That's another thing, a goal of mine is to share more testimonies, not with names, of course,
sure.
making all that information anonymous, but we have some beautiful stories that come through. Mm-hmm. And I've witnessed them. In 3 months, I've witnessed them myself. And just beautiful stories. And you want to share that with the community. We're not just this organization that's always out there asking for money. We touch these people's lives, and to share their stories, I think, is very important.
What about the lady that when we were cleaning the closet?
Yes, that was a beautiful story. Yeah, we happened to be cleaning our front closet out in the lobby when the crisis ministry was closed one Wednesday, and this lady we had assisted came in the front door, asked for me. I went up there. Donna was out in the front cleaning the closet out. We were standing there talking, and you know, she had gotten a job. She was getting moved into her home 1st of April. She didn't have anything. Donna said, well, what do you have? Do you have furniture? She said, I have nothing. We loaded her car down. We had plates, cups,
blankets.
Silverware, blankets, pillows. And
all the stuff you need to set up a house.
And you talk about a God thing. For her to be there that day.
When I was cleaning the closet. Yeah.
Was amazing. Because we were going to donate to Bowers Rogers and Goodwill places that we refer to.
Sure.
And it was a beautiful story. It was one of those beautiful stories. So, like I said, it's just an important thing, I think, to share those kind of things with the community. So the community goes, wow, that's pretty cool. And then you have them say, you know what, when I get a job, when I start getting on my feet, making some money, I want to come and volunteer here. And I say, absolutely. When you get yourself stabilized, then you come and talk with me, because that's what it's about. What we were talking about earlier, it's paying it forward. When mm-hmm. you know what it's been like to struggle, you come in and you help somebody else. That's what it's all about.
And I know one of the things that you have in your volunteers, you have very volunteers that are with you year after year year. I mean, they are committed to mm-hmm. working with United Ministries.
Mm-hmm. We have some that have been with the ministry since it opened in 95.
Right.
Wow. So that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty stable.
Yeah,
that's That's a pretty stable environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it takes training to work in
yes.
this. You cannot just be there just to volunteer. You have to learn how to do things.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Well, you have to know how to
intake forms.
Intake. Mm-hmm.
Answer the
You
phones,
also have to have empathy
questions.
And compassion for these people.
Right.
That's right. That makes mm-hmm. a big difference, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does.
It mm-hmm. certainly does. So if you would like to find out more about the Greater Greenwood United Ministries, what should they do, Rosemary?
Well, they can call. 223-9144 is my number. And yes, I'm putting it out there because I'd love to have a phone call from you. And you can visit our Facebook page. Please like us. Greater
Rosemary's very proud of this page.
And we also have a website, greatergreenwoodunitedministry.org. And if you haven't registered for the Medicine Chase, there's 3 ways to participate with us. You can walk, you can run. You can donate. We take personal donations. If you're like, well, I can't walk or run, then, you know, we'll have you just donate. And if you want to do a sponsorship, we'd love to have corporate sponsors. So there's 3 great ways to donate and help the cause.
Well, I think that Rosemary, you know, the next time we have you back here, you'll probably have a community garden. You'll probably be out there. You'll have a walking track around the building or something.
Never know. Just never know.
That's right. People will be getting in shape, and they'll say, why am I doing this?
Because you care about your body.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I think the Affordable Care Act has taught us is you've got to take care of your body yourself.
That's
right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people have always depended on the fact, well, when I need it, I can get it. Well, now mm-hmm. you realize you better start doing some
That's
of these
right.
things yourself. And there certainly are a lot of ways to find out how to do this. But let's see, as far as registering for the Medicine Chase, now that is 2 weeks, right? Not this coming Saturday.
Saturday the 26th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Uptown.
Uptown. And where do they come? At what time?
At 8 o'clock at the Fountain.
Okay, nice
and
early.
You cannot miss it.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Yeah. And this will be the opportunity to have a good time. Are there going to be any prizes?
Oh, there'll be lots of prizes. We have cash awards for the overall male and female.
Okay.
And the Masters male and female runners. We also have ribbon awards in each division for top two places in each age bracket.
Okay.
We're having door prizes.
Okay.
We're going to be giving away an iPod.
An iPod.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Raffling off an iPod.
Okay. Yep. All right. So these are the type of things, you know, it's been a good program from the get-go, and it certainly has grown, and this would be an excellent. God, it'd be wonderful if the weather was as beautiful as it was this last weekend.
It will be.
It was beautiful.
Exactly. You need some help, you know what? You really need to get over there to United Ministries and see what is available to help. Mm-hmm. You know, people find it hard to believe that people are still getting evicted. I mean, people are still having problems with just paying the light bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, what we went through this winter with the electrical bills was just sky high. Mm-hmm. So if you have needed some... We're still seeing it. And who knows what the summer's going to bring.
Right.
Now, do y'all work with any fans or anything helping with that?
We do have fans.
Be a hot summer here.
Yeah, it could be a hot summer.
We do have a closet that has fans. So if you're in need of one, come see us.
Sure. And again, find out all that you can about what goes on at United Ministries. And Rosemary, I think they made an excellent choice in having you carry on here. I think you are a dynamo and you're going to be having a lot of fun there. And
I love it so far.
You love it so far. Okay. So, and Donna, I know that you are excited about the Medicine Chase coming up.
I am very excited, so please come out and see us.
Sure, come out and have a good time. It's great. Now, kids can be in this one, too?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Starting at 4 or 5? I mean, 6?
Actually, age 3.
Age 3?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a category for 3.
For 3? Mm-hmm. Trying to get them hooked in early,
do you? We don't want to leave anyone out. You change lifestyles right out of the crib.
That's right.
Push them with a stroller. That's okay.
Yeah, all right. All right. Well, these are the things you can find out. They do help with a lot of good things. Now, if somebody wants to call, again, what's the telephone number? One, telephone number to get some help, and two, telephone number if you'd like to find out more about the organization, donate, or whatever. What should they call, Donna, to get some help?
864-942-0500.
942-0500. Mm-hmm. And Rosemary, if somebody would like some more information about helping out, what number should they call?
223-9144.
Okay. So if you'd like to talk to Rosemary, if you wondered where you went, well, now you know. There's no more hiding.
I didn't
now.
Stay in the long.
That's right. So I know y'all are going to make a big, big success of it and carry forth. So it's been very nice to have both of you here today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We appreciate it very much.
Had a great time.
All right. And I certainly hope that a lot of people will sign up for the Medicine Chase.
But let me give you a T-shirt first.
Okay. You can give me a T-shirt. Okay. What do we got here? All right. The Greater Greenwood Medicine. Well, that looks like a pill bottle. All right. Here you go, folks. Hey,
On the run.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.